Robert Half research indicates 9 out of 10 hiring managers are having difficulty hiring. If you have open roles, chances are you're feeling this too. That's why you need Robert Half. Our specialized recruiting professionals engage with our proprietary AI to connect businesses of all sizes with highly skilled talent in finance and accounting, technology, marketing and creative, legal, and administrative and customer support. At Robert Half, we know talent. Visit roberthalf.com today.
Freaking first cut. Golly.
Welcome to the First Cut Podcast. I'm Rick Gaiman. That right there is Greg Ducharme. And Greg, I think the First Cut is the most exciting 15 minutes in sports. What do you think?
Bar none. I don't even think it's close.
That's what they call the Kentucky Derby, right? Like the most exciting 2 minutes in sports.
Yeah.
I didn't know if I was making it. I didn't know what I was talking about.
The crazy thing about the Derby to me is it comes around and you hear these horses, but for most people, you don't follow like a season. Like in every other sport, there's a season to follow and people come into form for these big events. And this is like, I mean, for most, I don't really know how it works, but for the general public, you come into the Derby and you're just going on rumors and legend. It's a wild thing and everybody gets so into it.
Maybe I'll release rickridegood.com and have a recent form and track history section.
Yeah, I think you'd be the only one.
Yeah, I might have the market cornered. Round three in the books at the Wells Fargo Championship. It was a sloppy one. A couple of mutters had some good days. Only 4 rounds under par here. Greg, the course played 3.5 shots over par. It's been a slog all week, but like it felt really tough out there today.
Yeah, it did. And look, there's a big difference between playing a wet golf course, a soft golf course, and playing in the rain. And that's a huge difference. And when it rains like it did today and like it really has all week, start to finish, it's really challenging. And look, this golf course was set up under 7,000 yards today, only 6,900 yards, which is very short on the PGA Tour, but it didn't play that way. I mean, it played fairly long today. I was looking at Max Homa. Obviously a guy that I was big on heading into the week who's playing great. And I was looking at his driving distance, and for all drives he's hit so far this week, he's averaging 278, and it's seventh. And for the two drives that they measure, the more common driving distance, he's at 292. He's in fourth for the whole week. So it's playing really long out there. And even a golf course set up short can play extremely difficult.
Round of the day on Friday, that was a 65 by Keegan Bradley. Round of the day on Saturday, that was a 67 by Keegan Bradley. He is now 2 shots clear, 67. That's 3 under par. He did have 2 bogeys on the card, so he offsets that with 5 birdies. And Greg, Keegan, we talked about a ton on Monday. This was very objectively a great setup for him in terms of the long irons. But our boy Keegs is gaining like 9 strokes with the putter this week, which is, I don't know if you've heard, pretty much unheard of for Keegan to do.
Keegan's leading the field in strokes gained putting for the week, which is crazy. And in this event, that's a team no putt event. It's shown out in a lot of ways. I think the weather may have something to do with it, but with Keegan and Homa on top of the leaderboard, these are classic ball strikers who struggle with putting, and they happen to be putting well this week. So even when we say, well, putting's not that important going into the week, you still see the guy on top of the leaderboard is first in strokes game putting. He's just typically not a great putter as it is. But ultimately, Rick, I think this is a great spot for Keegan to be in because he's gotten a lot of the work done putting already. You're already at 9. You've gained 9 strokes putting heading into tomorrow now with a lead. He doesn't have to have a great putting day again tomorrow to win. He can, you know, he hangs around even for the week. If you took eight and, you know, over eight strokes putting for a week for Keegan Bradley. And you would expect him to be right near the top of the leaderboard, if not winning almost every time. And that model is playing out really nicely for him right now.
This would be his fifth PGA Tour win. HP Byron Nelson in 2011 won the PGA Championship that year. 2012, he won the WGC Bridgestone, which you're thinking, wow, that's three wins in 14 months. Keegan is going to rock and roll. Well, it was 6 years between that victory and his most recent, the 2018 BMW Championship.
Yes, at Aronimink. He won in a playoff, I believe it was with Justin Rose.
Three of his four wins are in playoffs. That's kind of wild.
Yeah.
Playoffs?
Are you kidding me? The one against Duffner was wild in the PGA. He was rookie of the year that year. And look, he's been really hampered with the anchor ban. He's probably the poster boy for guys who have been hurt. Their career really took a hit because of the anchor ban. But look, it's been a struggle for him. He would admit that. But this week, he really seems to have found some magic. And when he gets into contention, when he gets under the gun, he's good. He's a good competitor. And it's just a matter of, can he putt well enough to get into this position? And when he does, he competes hard. So I don't know if he's going to win tomorrow. He's probably not my favorite guy heading into tomorrow, but I know he's going to put forth a good showing, and he's going to compete all the way to the end.
Max Homa, the closest chaser, two shots back, and then he's too clear of Anirban Lahiri and James Hahn at four under par. Homa was 71 on Saturday. That's one over par. I think Max has been solid. I think that he hasn't put himself in a lot of sticky situations. We know he's really turned into a great ball striker. He's rolling it well on the greens. I'll spoil it. I think Max Homa's going to win this.
I do too. He's my guy. He was one of my favorite plays heading into the week for sure. I thought this was, we talked about it on Monday, Rick. He's kind of due for a really good putting week. And he's also, what really helps is he's hitting the ball the way we expect, if not even a little better, where he's leading the field in strokes gained off the tee. He's hitting fairways like crazy. I mentioned his distance earlier today, which, I mean, it relative to the rest of the field, it's been phenomenal this week. And when you combine that with 11 fairways yesterday and 12 fairways today, you're not in those sticky situations that you mentioned, and you can lean on some iron play, which wasn't as sharp today as it has been. But still, for the week, he's sixth right now in strokes gained approach the green. And he is having a much better putting week right now. He's fifth in the category, and he's in a very similar situation to Keegan, where I'm not sure he has to have he doesn't have to gain four strokes putting tomorrow to win. I don't think he's just got to putt solid. It can't give anything away and make a couple birdies when they come. And he should be right there at the end.
Jason Day was our 36 hole leader, Greg. He was three clear of the field after shooting a Saturday 79. He will be seven shots off the pace, low lighted by a stretch of holes, number three, number four, number five, in which he made bogey, triple, and then another bogey. Things just got out of sync early, and he was really never able to recover.
No, and it's so disappointing when that happens early in a round, because you get out of your competitive mindset, right? You get out of the, all right, I'm here to win this tournament, and you get into, what's wrong with my golf swing? How do I fix my swing? And the focus just completely changes. Things start moving quick. His swing got really quick today. That's what I saw. He hit a couple big hooks to the left and was taking penalty shots, and it got ugly for Jason. I don't know if we expected it to get this bad, but I did think the tournament was still wide open yesterday. I didn't expect to see him enter the fourth round at one under par, right? Seven shots back all of a sudden. It's a little surprising, but you have to be on your game out here. And if you're not in control of your swing, not in control of your golf ball, it's a lot more difficult to recover on this golf course, especially as thick as the rough is played, than it typically is on the PGA Tour.
Biggest mover of the day, a guy I've heard of, Rory McIlroy, 44 spots towards the top of the board. Now T6 going into Sunday's final rounds. Greg, 2 under 68. He was 100-1 last night. He's 16-1 tonight. Rory needed this. Rory made the cut on the number, makes a big move. Probably unlikely that he wins, but hey, if things start to shake out and go in his favor, maybe he steals it.
Well, you were thinking on Thursday morning that this might be an 8-shot Rory victory. I mean, he started off making 5 birdies in his first 6 holes, and it was like, okay, this is kind of scary, right? He was a guy, I didn't play a lot of Rory this week because I thought, quite frankly, his driver would be taken out of play a little bit. His advantage with the speed would be limited here. I wouldn't say that that's panned out the way I expected. But what I love that Rory's done this week is he's really fought. I mean, you see him in Friday's round, really, he was really engaged, and it was tough for him. It was a grind, and Rory can struggle in that kind of environment. But this week he's really fighting hard, which I love to see. And I'm happy to see that he's inside the top 10 right now. And now there's a big advantage heading into tomorrow for me. When you get inside that top 10, you get that later tee time. I don't think these players are going to be playing in the rain, at least not for their entire round. So now you get Rory on a golf course that's been soaked all week, but now it's not raining. And that should turn the tides a little bit from this slop that we saw today. And guys should be able to make some birdies tomorrow. So I wouldn't be surprised if there was a run. And the guys that are at 200 par are very much in the mix. The guys at 1 under seems a little too far back for me. But you have a couple players at 2 under that I think could really make some noise and really make a move. Nate, there's a lot of firepower with Rory and Wolf and Cam Young. These guys have what it takes to make a charge. And I think the conditions are going to set up for that tomorrow.
I want to look at the odds board with you, Greg, and talk through some potential outcomes. But first, we are going to take a quick break and hear a word from our partners.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
And we're back. All right, Greg, do you know what Bubba Watson would name his horse if he had one?
Mudball.
Mudball.
For sure. Definitely Mudball, right? That's such a good name.
Yeah. It's a great name.
Keegan
great
Bradley.
Horse name.
Keegan Bradley plus 125. Max Homa plus 250. Everybody else 14 to 1 or longer. That's Fitzpatrick, Lahiri, Rory. James Hahn is 22 to 1. I've already mentioned I like the way Homa sets up. I have a pre-tournament ticket on him, Greg. But like 2.5 to 1, where he's too clear of third and just two back, and it's Keegan, and maybe Keegan doesn't have a great putting week. Like I'm obviously not going to bet it, but I wouldn't be upset if somebody wanted to bet it right now.
On Homa, you're saying?
Correct.
No, I wouldn't either, because he sets up so well, and I mean he fits the model to a T, and you just get a better number than you do with Keegan. And I don't think the shot that separates them is, I guess it's two shots. I don't think that's a huge difference. I mean that can turn around really quickly. So I like Homa. Hopefully you had some action on him before the event started, and we're not worried about it right now. So now you're looking down the rest of the board. Yeah. And I mean, what do you think, Rick? Do you think the one unders are, well, do you think the two unders are still in the mix here, or how far back are you willing to go?
Two unders are definitely in it, because they're only two off of third. There's a lot of big numbers out there for everybody. If Keegan and Homa make some big numbers, the twos are definitely in this thing.
Yeah. I mean, even if they don't make big numbers, I think there could be a 6 or 7 under par round shot tomorrow. It's going to be cold. It's still, I mean, you're going to have a high of 51, which isn't great, but it's not going to be raining. And I think that's going to open up some opportunities where, even if, you know, Homa and Keegan, if they end up at 8 under par, I think the two unders can still catch that number. They're not reliant on them coming back. Now, if they go shoot two under, if Keegan goes out and shoots two under tomorrow, I think he probably eliminates the two unders. I don't think there's a 61 out there. Probably not a 62, and a 63, quite frankly, is unlikely. But I do think 64 is very much in play, which does bring the two unders into it. And when you look at this board, there are some two unders with very, very attractive numbers to me. I think Cam Young at 40 to 1 is looking great. He's played so well. He's shown he can do it on a variety of golf courses, and you have Matthew Wolf at 70 to 1. And it's risky. There's a reason why he's at 70 to 1 right now, but he has that upside that, if he gets hot, he can go. We know that. We've seen him win. We've seen him charge. And I think it could be a very interesting spot. So, I mean, I wouldn't put anything of significance on it, but getting a little bit of action on Wolf, I think would be, Wolf and Young would be smart.
All right. Well, we're off until tomorrow. We'll be back after Sunday's final round to break it all down, talk through all the implications. But for now, big thanks to producer Jacob. Does all the hard work behind the scenes. Greg Ducharme, available on Twitter at TheRealGFD. You can find me at Rick Run Good. This has been The First Cut, and we'll catch you next time.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai. There's joy in every journey.